This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said she sharply pressed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday about the humanitarian situation in Gaza in talks that were watched for signs on how she might shift American policy about Israel if she becomes president. Harris told reporters after the meeting, Israel has a right to defend itself.
I also expressed with the Prime Minister my serious concern about the scale of human suffering in Gaza, including the death of far too many innocent civilians.
Hours earlier, U.S. President Joe Biden pressed for a ceasefire to the nine-month-old war in Gaza during face-to-face talks with Netanyahu. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke to the nation's largest teachers union in Houston, Texas on Thursday as she sought to unify Democrats behind her bid for the party's presidential nomination. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The American Federation of Teachers has long been a core constituency of the Democratic Party, and the union's president, Randy Weingarten, gave Harris a full-throated endorsement.
This is the most pro-labor, pro-worker, pro-family, pro-public education administration in our history.
Harris is the frontrunner to win the Democratic nomination ahead of her party's August convention after President Joe Biden abruptly bowed out of the race and endorsed her.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump on Thursday invoked the annihilation of U.S. adversary Iran in a social media post. Trump made the remarks in a video about